seen it come in via social media, Gator. Beer and border, two topics that the listeners want updates on. For people who don't know, last week I declared I have a new favorite summer beer. I'm standing strong behind the Ludington Bay Brewing Sea Salt and Lime beer, which I'm a huge fan of. And the border crossing, we went to Canada to see Gouge. You know Gouge. He sucks, Doug. He sucks. Not a fan of Marian Hossa. It was Gouge. And my cousin Maureen up in Bayfield. I hadn't heard of Bayfield, Ontario. Kind of a cool little resort town, which is... So Port Huron, if you cross to Port Huron, you take a left and probably like an hour up the coast there, right on Lake Huron. Really, really cool town. Anyway, do you want to start with the... How about we start with the beer? Because you tried the sea salt and lime in a... We actually posted a video on our Twitter page. And your review at the time was mostly what you'd like to add to it to make it better.
Right. Yeah. Because it was... It was okay.
Okay.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. It wasn't like I'd spit it out. It's like if I were at a party and that was offered and that was, I would drink it.
Yeah.
It's not like if that was at a party and that was offered and I'd abstain. So.
Right. It was acceptable.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic. Gator just goes with acceptable. I'll take that as a win for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I take my food and drink wins where I can get them. But Scott, there's a follow-up to the taste test you did on Friday in which you gave it a moderate thumbs up is the way I would describe it.
I think that's probably accurate.
Yep.
So what I did when I got home, because you gave me a can to take home,
yep,
is later on that night I decided to try to make the lunchbox.
But people miss the video. You thought it would be a good beer.
Yes.
A drink you've had in the past called a lunchbox.
In lunchbox form, which is a beer that Natasha, the bartender at 24 Seconds, she brought to my attention one time, which is basically it's making your own shandy. It's beer and orange juice. But the flair on that,
right,
was adding a shot of amaretto, and you have it poured over the rocks. So it was good.
Yes.
I tried this with the beer that you sent home with me, but with a twist. My twist was instead of orange juice, I used limeade.
Okay.
Because it was already a lime-forward beer. So I combined limeade, beer, ice, and then a shot of amaretto, mixed it up, and...
the results?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was so good. Amaretto makes such a difference. It's like a cherry-lime beer. And it was just great. It was really, really great.
That sounds like a poolside drink.
Yeah. It was almost like sadly, it was the last little bit of amaretto that I had in the house. So now I'll have to go out and find some more. But
I was about to say, they do still sell it.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do. But it was delicious in modified lunchbox form. Limeade instead of orange juice, but you got to go with the full-on shot of amaretto in there, too.
Well, I will just, as you said, it was lime forward to warn people what they're getting if indeed they do get the Ludington Bay. If you're a light beer drinker, you like summer shandy. To me, this is like a shandy, but more. I really, really love it. So that's the follow-up on that. The border. So for people who didn't know the story, we were going to Canada on Saturday to go to a party in Bayfield, Ontario. And we discovered that our passports actually expired on Sunday. So we were like, are we going to get back in? And one of the takeaways was you'll be fine with an enhanced license. So we went on Thursday and applied for enhanced licenses. But if you ever have gotten a driver's license, you know it's not just spit out of a machine and produced,
right,
in that moment. What we got was a piece of paper saying that we had gone through the process and were getting enhanced licenses. It was a temporary. It was basically a receipt.
Yeah.
So we were going to have our passports. We decided to bring our birth certificates. We brought our normal driver's license, which I guess was only the real ID, but not the enhanced. We brought the piece of paper, the receipt saying we had gotten the enhanced license. And off to Canada we went. Now, I figured we'd stop before we crossed over on Saturday and ask someone on the U.S. side.
And you went through Sarnia?
We decided to go through Detroit.
Oh.
And both directions, in a little bit of hopes that maybe whoever the border guard was a listener.
Fair enough, yeah.
Thought it was a better chance being the case out of Detroit than Port Huron.
Sure.
So we did it. We decided to do that. Somehow, some way, we got like slingshotted into being on the bridge before there was anywhere to stop and ask anyone. And
oh, Andy took the bridge. Okay.
We took the bridge. Right. So we ended up, there was a lot of construction. We ended up coming at the bridge from an angle I'd never done before. And all of a sudden, we're on the bridge. And I'm like, well, we didn't get to stop and ask anybody. So we get over, we wait in line, and we get to the Canadian side. And guy looks at our stuff, you know, runs, asks us a bunch of questions. Do you have any firearms?
Right.
Tobacco or alcohol? Takes our passports, scans them. Where are you going? What's the purpose of your visit? All
yep,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Sure, sure.
And he's silent for about 45 seconds, and he hands back the passports and says, love the show.
So, excellent. So that worked.
Shout out today to Border Crossing Agent McGill over there in Windsor. Thanks for listening, McGill.
Well done.
So then I said to him, oh, hey, did you see our passports expire tomorrow? He goes, yeah. And I said, think we're going to have problems getting back in tomorrow? Because my plan was, if we were going to have problems getting back in, we were going to go to the party and leave with like 2 hours before midnight and sneak in before I hit midnight. And he said, no, you'll be fine. You're a U.S. citizen. And I said, so what about paperwork or anything? He goes, you'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, I'm relaxed. So we go to the party, come back. We go through Windsor, about a 20-minute wait. And, Kang, you know how you think you always try and pick the right line, the line that moves quickest?
Yeah, I try to, and I always fail.
This was a classic picking the wrong line.
Oh.
Yes.
It's the worst.
And I'm thinking, so we're in the wrong line. Like, everybody else is just rolling mm-hmm. through. Not our line.
I'm going to tell you, you may have picked the right line, but go ahead.
So, but my concern was, this guy is super thorough, and we're sitting here with expired passports. He took our stuff. He asked for the car registration.
Okay.
God. Which, I know, which took, I'm like, oh, okay. Where is it, honey? Where is it?
Please, God, be in the glove
yeah.
box.
And then I found the envelope, which has the license, the registration, the insurance. I'm like, whew, open it up.
Expired?
The current one's not in there.
Uh-oh.
Keep looking in the glove box. Finally find it.
Okay.
Other than that, he asked almost no questions and said, thank you. Go ahead. Go. Have a good day. And that was it. So Mr. Super Thorough Guy didn't ask us about the expired passport.
Here's why I think you went to the right line.
Okay.
Because to me, if you're in a line that's not moving at a border situation,
yeah,
it tells me that they've already gone through or they're going through that process with somebody else, and they're like, they're not going to do that with everybody.
Well, maybe that was the case, but we made it back in. And
plus, you had all your credentials anyway; you had nothing to worry about. You were good.
Yeah, I think so. But as we took calls last week, people were very encouraging, saying you'll be fine. Except they said you should be fine, and I think you'll be fine, which was nice, but I wanted to hear you will be fine.
Right.
We were fine.
And
we
not like Jedi mind trick, you will be fine. But
no,
like,
we actually were fine. So that is the update. No problems. I've never been to Bayfield, Ontario. It is cool little town, brewery shops, a lot going on there. Lake Huron was beautiful, and I actually got in a little bit.
Oh,
not too cold.
No,
not too cold.
I would expect to be very nice, refreshing it in August of 2020.
Yeah, well, it is steamy to say the least.
Yeah.
So, anyway, maybe I should champ our guy McGill and our dude here that let us back in. But
you were able to smuggle the meth back, huh?
Stop it! Stop it!
Nice.
No, Kang, there was none of that.
Yeah, because they got that guy in front of you. You picked the right line, like Gator said.
I picked the right line.
Back in the day when you went to Canada, all right, and people used to go there, if you know, 19 or older for the bars. If the car in front of you got pulled over, you're like, yes, they're not going to pull over two cars in a row, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I got pulled over once on the way back.
Yeah.
When I was 19.
Full surge?
Kind of, yeah. And I tell you how fortunate it was that was a night. Thank you very much. I did not drink that night. I went with three of my friends, and we went over to California's Musical Roadhouse to see guitarist Rick Emmett from Triumph play a concert. And then we came back, and because I was driving, I wasn't drinking. And we came back, and the guy's like, you know, he asked for license, got it right here. And so, do you have anything anything in your car? I'm like, just these guys. Look, do you mind popping your trunk? I'm like, really? And I got annoyed. As a 19-year-old.
Oh, bad move.
Oh, yeah, bad move. But I'm like, I kind of huff and puff, slam my door, get up, pop open the trunk of the car, and he's like, what's this? And I just moved back from college. So I have all my stuff.
All his contraband was in the trunk, people.
Well, there's no contraband. It was just I had, like stuff. Like, he pointed, he goes, what's that? I go, it's a lamp. And he's like, what's that for? I'm like, so I can see.
It's for lighting.
Yeah. And then he pointed to something else that was completely, you know, stupid to point out. I'm like, that's a pillow. I use that to sleep, you know. And he's like, all right, you can go. I'm like, yep. Slammed the trunk shut and then left.
It's a pillow. It's where I carry all my illicit drugs.
Right.
All right. Well, there's the update.
Where's your porn, sir?
248-539-9797. What will signify to you that the Tigers are back on track? Plus your champ and chump votes. It's Carson Anderson from Allen Park. We'll get to some Lions stuff in the noon hour here on 97.1 The Ticket, including Jared Goff. He is going to stop by, the Lions quarterback. Hey, home ownership is closer than you think. With a mortgage loan from the University of Michigan Credit Union. Imagine stepping into your dream home with no application fee. And right now you get $750 off your closing costs when you finance with UMCU. $750 to buy a new lamp or all the pillows you want and put them in your trunk. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms to fit your life. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for pre-approval or ready to build or refinance, UMCU is here to help. Visit umcu.org and get started. Insured by NCUA. NMLS number 712-343. UMCU is an equal housing opportunity lender.